Richie Incognito is in studio with us today on the show. Congratulations, Richie.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You've become a Pro Bowl fixture, right? You belong there now.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's always been a goal of mine, you know, to be able to go back every single season. It's a tremendous honor. So much hard work that goes into this. Really just thankful for the opportunity to go represent the organization.
You went to one in Hawaii?
I've been to two in Hawaii, yeah, two in Hawaii.
So what's been better for you? Because last year there was a talk of, you know, the whole experience, so many different things going on down in Orlando, but what was better, more fun for you?
Man, it's tough because, you know, Hawaii is Hawaii. Hawaii is always special. It's great to go down there. But the NFL did such a great job last year in Orlando. Like, I think they knew that guys were, like, grumbling about it and not wanting to go.
Yeah.
So they really rolled out the red carpet. They did a Thursday night party at Universal Studios where they rented out and shut down Universal Studios, fully staffed, fully operational park, just shut down for us. And then on Disney, we did the 10-person VIP tour on Friday, and really just so much fun. And to be able to go down there and spend time like Kyle Williams and my buddy Taylor Lewan and, you know, spend time around the guys, other great ball players, and talk shop. That's what the Pro Bowl is all about. So I'm excited.
How much of the Pro Bowl is about football? I mean, we see that I confess it, Richie, I don't think I've watched a Pro Bowl game in years. But we see the practices. They look pretty laid back, sunglasses, caps turned around backwards.
Yeah.
Can you do anything football-wise, or is it just a
– I mean, no. Steps? I mean, it's – the football is really just an after product. What the Pro Bowl to me is all about is going down there and enjoying great players, you know, getting with young guys, you know, sitting at the table and having dinner with a guy like Taylor Lewan and talking over pass protection, and us sitting across from guys like Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, even though Tom doesn't go anymore. you know, it's a really cool deal. When I first went in 2012, Peyton Manning got up and gave a speech, and he talked about how important it was for veterans to go play in the Pro Bowl and to learn from the young guys and teach the young guys and really just kind of enjoy the whole process.
What will it be like for you? We've all now seen the whole thing with Ryan Shazier. He was voted into the Pro Bowl, and he'll probably be there, mm-hmm. even though he won't be playing in the game. Will you go up to him and say something to him? Like, what will that be like for you?
Yeah, I'll go talk to Shazier. He's a special guy, and he's a great ball player. Really kind of unfortunate. His father was a team chaplain down in for the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So I've been following Shazier's career for a while from Ohio State days. But, yeah, just pulling for him. You know, hopefully I get to see him and get to spend some time with him because he's a great guy.
You got a couple of teammates going, obviously. You have for the last couple of years. But you do have Micah Hyde going for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm happy for him. That's a, you know, for him to make that move from Green Bay to here and then to get to the Pro Bowl first year here,
yeah.
that's significant, isn't it?
It really is. It really is for a guy like Micah. He's been kind of a steadying force to the defense back there.
Yeah.
He's made a ton of plays, ton of interceptions. And anytime you could do that, you know, you get recognized. So proud of Micah, excited for him and his family to get to enjoy Orlando and the Pro Bowl.
You know, people complain about everything these days. But people complained about how much the Bills spent to bring Micah Hyde over here from Green Bay. And now you can't really complain after the season that he's had and now going to the Pro Bowl. But the question that I have is, because he seems like he's such a quiet guy.
Right.
Does he talk much around the locker room?
Yeah, Micah talks. Mike's got a personality. He's kind of calm, but I mean, he's worth every penny. I mean, you just look at all the turnovers he's caused this year and all the disruption. He's kind of just a steadying force back there.
Yeah.
And you know, him and Poyer, I think Poyer and Tre'Davious, you know, deserve some accolades. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's cool that we get to go experience it. You know, all together.
Yeah.
Richie Incognito, four-time Pro Bowler, in studio with us for a couple of minutes here on the John Murphy Show. Richie, I've asked you this question in various forms since you've been here. Now this is your third year with the Bills?
Third year with the Bills.
Your career arc is pretty amazing when you look at how it ended in Miami, your exile from the league for a year and a half, basically, and to come back and go to three consecutive Pro Bowls. I do still consider it one of the great comeback stories in recent NFL history. When there's an award like this, going to the Pro Bowl, do you ever reflect on that at all? Like, man, look where I was 4 years ago. Look where I am now.
Yeah, this is pretty special. You know, I spent a year out of the league and had a lot of time to reevaluate, you know, what was important to me and what I wanted out of life and out of my career. And to come back and go back-to-back-to-back Pro Bowls really just says a lot about all the hard work I put in the training, in the on the football field, in the practice, on the practice field, in the classroom, and you know all the interpersonal work I've done, all the counseling, all the life coaches, all the off the field stuff, mental work, and now you just see I'm playing my best ball and kicking butt.
You know, sometimes cynical people, and I confess I get cynical from time to time, hear about that, life coaching and changing your life, and you kind of say, yeah, whatever. You're an example of that working, right, for somebody.
Yeah.
You straightened your life around.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm an example of somebody, you know, just trying hard, constantly improving, becoming a better person and a better player each and every day. And then, you know, hopefully I can use my story one day in the future to impact people. You know, hard work, preparation, all have its rewards.
What is it about this organization or this town that makes it work for you, do you think? Why has this been successful for you here?
I think it's just a culmination of things. I think I just embody so much of what Buffalo is all about as far as grit, tenacity, hard work. I really think it's just a great fit. You know, I have great teammates here. Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, Shady, Tyrod. You know, I have great guys supporting me, and I think it all works together.
You know, how do you use your experiences from Miami and now, and how you've kind of reshaped your image and everything? How do you use that to talk to even a guy next to you, Deion Dawkins, who
right.
is now playing very well? You don't really hear much about him. For me, if you're a lineman and we don't hear much about you,
right.
that means you're doing something right.
Yeah, you're good.
You don't hear much about him. He's playing well, but how do you use your experiences to say, look, these are the things that happened to me. You don't want to be like this. You want to stay
right.
on this side of things.
Yeah, you just got to, you know, I have a ton of experience to draw on, and I just got to try and bring these young guys along as best as possible. And I have a great student in Deion, and he's been great. You know, I talk to him all the time about, you know, being a pro and doing things right and consistently. And, you know, he's a sponge. He just listens, man. So it's great to be able to impact guys like that and bring guys along. Really just teaching me a lot about being a good teammate and being a good leader, and I'm excited.
Richie Incognito's in studio with us. Donald and I were talking about this before you stopped in here, Richie, about, Shady's going back. He's one of the league leaders in yards from scrimmage. The Bills are now sixth in the NFL in rushing yardage. After the Oakland game, and things had gone pretty well to them, 5-2, this team was 29th in mm-hmm. rushing yardage. Now you're sixth. What happened? How did you get so much better?
I think the offensive coaches just went back to the drawing board, and I think they figured out what we could handle, what we could do well, and then they kind of just kind of drew it up. We went back to a little bit more of the QB driven runs. We went back to more of the man schemes with Shady out on the edge, the block down, pull around stuff, and the offense has really flourished since then. And you know, the coordinators got confidence in calling him, and we instill confidence in him calling him by running him and being successful.
That would have been the worst thing, right? If you you have this dialogue, we're comfortable doing this, and then it doesn't work.
Oh, then yeah, what do you do? Yeah, then you have a real problem.
Yeah.
But everybody responded real well. You know, I really do think it was a little bit of the offensive coaches swallowing some pride a little bit and taking out some things that they were familiar with and learning some things that we were comfortable doing and we've had success doing. And then, boom, you know, we get it dialed up and we go out on the field and we're just ripping off huge runs with Shady.
How important is that for you as a player to have that open dialogue between you guys and the coach where you can go to a coach and say, coach, this is what we do best,
right?
Right? We're not saying that we can't get it done for you if you don't like it this way, but this is what we do best.
Right, yeah, I think it was just a matter of we had done it so well on tape for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then we got out there the first part of the season, and I had expected some kind of growing pains going into the zone scheme, but we just weren't hitting on all cylinders, you know, the first couple games of the year. And the collective feeling on offense was, hey, we've been there, we've done this, it's the same people, like, let's go. And it was right around the bye week when the coaches made the change. And, you know, that's when players have to take ownership of it. You make the change, we got to make it work.
A couple of minutes left here with Richie Incognito, the Bills Pro Bowl guard. I want to ask you about this week's matchup. You're just 3 weeks removed from playing the Patriots. And among other impressions that I take from that game, Richie, was the opening drive, 66 yards, mm-hmm. 7 minutes, all the way down to the 6-yard line.
Yep.
There has to be something you guys can draw from that taken into this game, I would think.
Yep. I think a coach did a really good job of kind of reframing it for us and doing it a half by half breakdown. You know, the first half, that game's dead even. You know, all up and down, all the stats. Yeah. It was after halftime that came out, and they really just kind of, you know, things kind of started snowballing on us. After that first drive, we go down and we turn it over. I mean, it was really just kind of like deflating because we really didn't do much after that. But we know we could beat them. We just have to go out and actually do it.
You know, did you come out of that game? Because there are times where you come out of the game and say, man, if we would have just did this before you even get to watch film,
man, yeah.
You know, as a player on the field, if we do this, we can get him with plays like this. Did you come out of that game feeling that way?
Always. You know, it's like as a competitor, I'm in the car on my way home, and I'm like, oh, man, if I would have just sealed this guy on this outside zone, or if Joe Webb and Cadet would have just hit for that touchdown pass, or there's always something that you feel like, okay, we can get him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why Coach did such a great job of reframing it this week, you know, for this Patriots game, because last time we lost to him, it was kind of demoralizing. We didn't do much on offense. Now looking at it and Coach reframing it, refocusing it, it really helps, and it really just kind of instills confidence in us. And, you know, the offensive line, we've been talking about how these are all playoff games for us. We started back with the Kansas City game that, you know, hey, this is playoffs. And so far we've been pretty good.
Richie, how much I mean, you've seen this. The numbers reflect how good the Patriots have been in the red zone defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I think I've, four of the last five games they've had an interception, a takeaway right down on the goal line.
Yeah.
They did it against you. Does their approach change, or do teams change when they get down there against them?
You know, I think the Patriots' philosophy on defense is bend, don't break. They're going to give you all that stuff. They're going to let you down. Not let you down there, but you're going to be able to move the ball and get down there. And the closer you get to the end zone, the tighter their defense becomes. The more basic they get, the more the more vanilla they get, and the more they play well together in the defense, but you know, they step up and make plays.
Do they fully change the defense from out in the field?
No, it's nothing different. You know, there's not like some crazy change. It's just that they get down closer, they keep things simple, they know their rules, they play well, and they create turnovers.
Yeah, and if you have a team that's doing that, it's already tight down in there anyway.
Yeah.
If you have a team that's doing that, the closer they get, the harder it is.
And then they got a quarterback like Tom Brady who goes down, he makes you pay. He'll take that you miss the touchdown, or maybe kick the field goal, and he's going to go down and get points right after.
Mm-hmm. Last thing I have for you, Richie, when you you know, there are people in Western New York who are staying up till 4 a.m, you know, burning the midnight oil, figuring out playoff chances and what has to happen. What's the mindset within the team and the playoff opportunity that's out there, and how you approach these last two?
Yeah, though, as a player, the only thing you can focus on is what you can control, and that is New England Patriots. And I'm focused on one day at a time, one game at a time. And that's it. You know, we could just control our own destiny this week, go get this win in New England, and then move on.
When, last thing I have for you, when Shady scores a touchdown, he'll mm-hmm. give you or one of you guys the ball. Do you guys have a competition of who has the best spike? Because that's usually what you guys do.
Yeah, no, he just gives it to us. It's just Shady, like a little token of appreciation. You go over there and do the Shady dance. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Who's the best dancer in the group? Probably Dion.
Dion. Snowman.
Who has the best Snowman? Who has the best spike though?
Oh, definitely me. I got the big daddy though. I got the Gronk. I learned it from Gronk. I learned that if you spike it and like you like kind of like sissy spike it, it's not good. With all the tape and knee braces.
Look at your arms. You can't sissy spike it.
Ah, let's go.
Hope you get a chance to do that a couple of times Sunday. Richie, thank you for this. Congratulations on the Pro Bowl again.
All right, thanks, guys.
Richie Incognito, Pro Bowl fixture at offensive guard, joining us.